Parak Ches, Mishnah Tes. We have a small introduction before we begin the Mishnah. And the Kahati says as follows. La'arash Lamanu, after we had learned in the previous Mishnayos the concept of Shivas Mayim B'Shabbos, drawing water from the stream into your courtyard on Shabbos. So now the Mishnah is going to start discussing the opposite, Shvichas Mayim, spilling water out from your courtyard into the public. And Hayotze Machakach, that leaves it, or you pour it in your actual courtyard, you pour it in the courtyard, and then it spills out from your courtyard to the Rosh Hashanah. And they explain over here that a chatzah, the courtyard, the way it works is that if the space of the courtyard is dalar amos b'dalar amos, which really means 16 square amos, and it's actually permitted to pour the water into your courtyard on Shabbos. Of course, we're talking about, you're just pouring it onto dirt where there's no plant, you're not making anything grow, right? So if it's 16 by 16, if the chatzah is 16 by 16 square amos, so then the water gets swallowed up, you know, in that area over there, because that's the area that a person normally uses every day for water, and it doesn't go out into the Rosh Hashanah, so it's not leaving your courtyard, is no problem at all. And even if it did go out, there's no iser because it wasn't your kavana. But what happens if the chatzar is less than 16 by 16, then it starts going out into the Rosh Hashanah? What's the din? So with that in mind, let's begin. Chatzar shipchusa me'arba amos. So if you have a courtyard which is less than 4 by 4 square amos, meaning less than 16 square amos, ain shofam b'tocha mayim b'shabbos. You can't pour water into this courtyard on Shabbos, because this courtyard is katana, it's smaller than 16 square feet, 16 square amos, so the water is not going to be nivla, it's not going to be swallowed up in the earth, rather it's going to end up spilling out into the shesarabim. And varayim ki'ilu nishbacham, it's as if it's being spilled out from your own kaf, from your own strength, from your courtyard, into the Rosh Hashanah, or you're going to be concerned that you're going to ruin your courtyard by spilling too much water, then you can end up coming to spill the water, into the Rosh Hashanah. So either you'll spill into your courtyard and then it'll drip off into the Rosh Hashanah, or you're worried that you're going to spill so much water in such a small courtyard, you'll just start spilling the actual water into the Rosh Hashanah, and then you're going to be transgressing a sin of carrying into the public domain. Hilchach, the Chacham made a gezeira that you should not spill your water into this kind of courtyard where the area is less than 16 square amos. Again, if it was 16 square amos, no problem. Because it'll get absorbed and it won't go anywhere. And even if it does leave, it's not your kavana. But when it's smaller, so then it's going to leave the court. It's going to leave the courtyard into Rosh Hashanah, which is a problem. So what do you do? Elam kein asu la uka. You have to make an uka in your courtyard. An uka is like a ditch. It's just a fancy word. Chafir bekarka, a ditch in the ground, in order that the water should gather into it. Machzekas asayim. The uka should be an area to hold 2 sa. 2 sa is 12 kav, which is about 26 liters. Because the Chacham made a shear, they made an amount that a person is normally accustomed to fill up a area of 2 sa of water every day for his needs, and therefore it'll fill up full and it won't go anywhere. And if this uka can hold this 2 sasayim, so then we're not concerned anymore that the water will spill out into the shesharabim. And the Rambam writes also that this area that can hold 2 sa, the dimensions are half an amma by half an amma at the barum at the height of 3/5 of an amma. Okay, so if you have this dish set up in your courtyard, even if your courtyard is less than 16 square ammos, then it's fine because the dish will carry all the water and it won't let it go anywhere. Okay. Min ha-nekev ulamata. So you always nekev asfasa uka. Now you would make this, you know, this like little hole at the edge of the uka. And when the uka would get filled up with water, so the water would spill out of the nekev, out of the hole, into the Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah is coming to teach you that this, the area of this uka, that has to be an area of 2 sa, it has to be up until this little hole that will lead the water to the Rosh Hashanah, meaning not including that little hole that transfers the water into the Rosh Hashanah. So just the actual area. Baby b'chutz, bein shosas ha'uka, whether you made this uka b'chutz, meaning you built it in the actual shesharabim, right near the gate of your chutzar, and then you spill the water, shofech samayim al yarashah, you spill the water right by the gate, and then it goes down into the uka, and the uka is not considered the Rishrabim, it's considered a Makam Patur, it's an exempt area. So there's no problem the water going down there. And they may be flame whether you made this Uka inside your actual courtyard. So we just want the, it doesn't really matter where you put it, we just want the area to be an area of Tusa, not including the hole that spills the water out into the Rishrabim. Why would water be going into a shrabim? Because let's say it got overfilled and the water would have to go out into a shrabim, but there it's not a problem because since technically it could hold it, that's not your kavana, and in that, if it went to the shrabim then it wouldn't be a problem because you already made it the area that it needs. But if you made the uka outside your courtyard, then tzarach likmar, we want you to cover up the uka with a lid. Shemi yasenek a shir, because we're concerned you might make the uka a shir four tzvachim by four tzvachim at the height of three tzvachim, and that's already going to have a din of a karmelis. When imsa comes out, you'll be shofich meshus yachid, be pouring from meshus yachid into a karmelis. Which is a problem. Or you might not make it three tzvachim tall, and then it'll just be like the Rosh Hashanah. Won't be a good enough uka. Then you'll be spilling into Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, if you cover it up, so once you cover it up, we look at it as like chori Rosh Hashanah, like the holes of a Rosh Hashanah, or like a makam patur, and that's considered a significant area, and when the water goes there, then it's not a problem on Shabbos. Okay, now the lid is only required if it was outside. If you made the uka inside your courtyard, so then so you don't have to cover it up because it's ready in shushiyachid, and you know it's we're not concerned for anything because no matter what the size is, it's in your shushiyachid. Okay. Well, the truth is the size does matter. We say it's got to be big enough to hold the tusa. But once it's in your own shushiyachid, we don't have the same concerns when it's outside the shushiyachid, and therefore you don't need a cover. Moving on to Mishnah Yud, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, "Biv. Biv is like a drainage. But imagine the drainage is in the ground, and you spill water into it. Talamei shovchem shepascha b'chatzer. This drain, you know, starts in your courtyard, and then the water will spritch through the courtyard into the Rosh Hashanah. So you have this drainage, you know, inside the ground, like a furrow that starts in the courtyard and goes into the Rosh Hashanah." Shehu kamor arba amos bereshus harabim. The biv, this drainage, nimshach, it goes into the harabim, and it's covered up, v'hubuchus l'shem arba amos, it's covered up by four amos, v'yeshkan baruch for arba amos, it also has a width of four amos, and it's covered. So it's four amos long, four amos wide, it's got a cover on it, and it's going into the harabim, v'arei lamadu. We learned in the previous Mishnah that an area of four amos by four amos is also to swallow up all the water, right? It swallows up tusa of water and doesn't go anywhere. So shov kolatocho mayim b'shabbos. You can pour into it water on Shabbos. Again, assuming you're not making any plants grow, it's just an area of dirt. The water gets swallowed up in this covered up drainage. Shadino kehem shechachatzer. It's like we look at it just as a continuation of your courtyard. Venim yotzu b'shab doesn't really go into the public domain. So even though it starts in your courtyard and then it goes into the Rosh Hashanah, but it's still all part of the same biv and it's covered up. So even though it's a little bit in the Rosh Hashanah, it all stays there and there's no problem. But if you look shame yotzu, even if it went into the Rosh Hashanah, it's still permitted. Because that's not where your kavana is. Your biv is big enough to support the water. It's covered up, because it's from shrab, and we mentioned it's got to be covered. So it's covered up. So you did everything you got to do. And it can hold the water. Even if it goes out and goes into the public domain, just, you know, spills out, it's not a problem, because again, that's not your kavana. If you have a pipe, it could be on your roof, it could be in your courtyard, which isn't even 100 amos long. And the biv is 100 amos long. Don't pour the water directly onto the biv. Yashar, straight into the biv. Because the mayim will gather into the biv and it'll go from your own strength directly into the shrabim. And now, varagila daitiv, that you're showing that your own knowledge is that you noach lo sheyishfichu b'chutz. You want it to go out into the public domain, into the shrabim. And if shalakachu b'skaiv, that's what your kavana is. That's a problem. So don't pour directly into this biv. Aval shofich migag legag, and most commentators have a text of aval shofichu legag, meaning kolayim asher shofich, pour the water on Shabbos onto your roof or onto your chatzar, not on the biv. Then the water will go onto the biv on its own. So earlier, by an uka, we said in the previous Mishnah that the chacham don't argue. They could pour the water directly into the uka. Why? Because an uka is a guma amuk. It's a very, very big ditch. And the water gathers into it very nicely. And it doesn't go out right away immediately into the shtrabim. Whereas this drainage is almost like a pipe. So when you pour the water in, it'll shoot out straight into a shtrabim. So we don't want you pouring it directly into it. We want you pouring it on the roof or on the courtyard and then let it spill into the biv. So that's where there's a chilek of, you know, by an uka you can pour it directly in, but by the biv you want to pour it on something before it so that it spills into the biv afterwards. The Mishnah concludes, Hachatzav HaAchsadra, Mitztarfen L'Arba Amos, Piskazu, this psak is going back on the previous Mishnah, so we said Hachatzav, which is less than 4 Amos, Shibchus is less than 4 Amos, so we said you can't pour water into it on Shabbos unless you have the Uka there. So now what the Mishnah is coming to tell you is that what happens if your Chatzar and the Achsadra? Achsadra is like it's a binyan amudim mikura shlofnei bayis. It's like an area in front of your home where you have like a little canopy, before your entranceway. And it covers over an area. Like sometimes you have a house and then there's like an overhang, right, in front of the house where you can stand when it's raining. So what we're saying here is this overhang area and the Chatzar itself are mistarved to a total of arba al arba amos. Meaning, we said if the chatzah is less than 16 amos squared, you have to build an uka to pour the water in it. But if you have a chatzah plus this achsadra, this, you know, overhang in front of your home, and together they equal an area of 4x4, 16 square amos, so then they can combine to the shear of 16 square amos, and you wouldn't need an uka. So that's just coming to tell you a side point that they could combine, they're not deemed as separate entities. And that concludes Mishnah Yud.